Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for October the 13th, 2016. Could I have a roll call, please?
Clements?
Yep.
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher? Spranger? Bolliger?
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It discusses special uses and variances as they apply to the city ordinances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and view the site in question and usually comes prepared to vote on the issue at tonight's meeting. And John has indicated if we do not have, if we can't get through, we'll defer this meeting until October the 26th at 5 p.m., which is on a Wednesday. Okay? The first item we're going to discuss is item E, which is case 16, we need approval of the minutes first. I'm sorry. Could I
like to make a motion we approve the minutes.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll call, Lisa.
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. We'll go to item E, which is case 16-094. It's the southeast corner of Middle Road and Crow Creek Road. It's a C1 district. It's a request for a special use to allow two drive-up windows submitted by AMF Real Estate. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located at the southeast corner of Middle Road and Crow Creek Road. It involves the property that is highlighted in yellow in the graphic being displayed. This is a commercial site, has always been zoned the commercial site. The developer is hoping to place four small commercial buildings on the site, and two of the four buildings they're requesting to be allowed to have a use of a drive-up window. Tonight is not the approval of the site plan or approval of any of the things surrounding how this development is occurring or not occurring. Tonight we are simply focused on a single item, and that item is, are the two drive-up windows going to be allowed? Mm-hmm. We have two buildings. This is building number four and building number three that we'll be discussing regarding the special use for a drive-up window. On building number four, it is anticipated but has not been confirmed that this will be a banking type institution. It'll have a drive-up window on the north side. It'll have sufficient stacking for six vehicles. It will be only accessible by driving south on Wyndham Drive and going into the drive-up lane. From that direction, there will be no other access into the drive-up lane as is designed. As you can see, vehicles going through the drive-up lane, their headlights will be diverted away from the adjacent residential district on the east side. Concerning building number three, it is anticipated but not confirmed that this will be a coffee shop type business. The drive-up window will be on the east side adjacent to Middle Road, which is a busy four-lane road. Actually, I believe there's a turn lane at this intersection, perhaps making it even bigger than that. Again, the vehicles will approach with the headlights pointed away from the residential district. Any overstacking that occurs as a result of that drive-up window would occur on site and not involve any public roadways. Regarding the banking institution, staff is comfortable with the stacking that's been provided for six vehicles. The amount of traffic that's going in and out of banks continues to seem to diminish as online banking becomes more popular. Very seldom do you see multiple vehicles stacked up at a drive-up lane, with the exception of sometimes that it also involves an ATM machine. I believe that summarizes the issue before you. Again, tonight we're just kind of laser focused on, will we allow drive-up windows given the facts that has been supplied to the city at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? If you would, please go back to the podium, state your name and address, please.
Scott Ackerman, 4550 Middle Road, Bettendorf.
Not so much opposed to it. I just want to make sure I live on the other side of Middle Road, and I don't want a bunch of headlights shining in my picture window at nighttime. Are you going to put a berm up along Middle Road to where?
Are you up there?
Pardon me?
Where are you? Are you up here towards the intersection?
There's a house right on the corner. I don't know if you're familiar with that, a red house, and then on the next house right by it, the white house.
A little farther south.
There you go.
Okay.
I just don't want a bunch of headlights. You're talking drive-up window.
As submitted at this time, Mr. Chairman, you can see that a substantial amount of tree buffering will be placed between the drive-up lane and Middle Road. That is by design. Also, substantial amount of landscaping separating this side for the residential, and there's also residential to the south. And again, significant landscaping is planned on being put into those locations for that very purpose.
Yeah, is the landscaping going to be 2 foot tall, though, and take 10 years to grow up? Or are they going to put in some 8-10 foot trees, or what are they going to do?
They will be submitting a landscaping plan that is part of the site plan approval process that will be forwarded to the Planning and Zoning Commission next week, and that is the items that they review.
That's not for our purview. That's for the Planning and Zoning Commission, sir.
Okay, so I got to go to them then?
We're mostly concerned with true drive-up windows, of which
I'm concerned about that too, because if there's a line of cars there and they're shining in my house, I'm concerned.
Many drive-up windows throughout the city anymore on many new businesses.
Yeah, is this place that's going to have a drive-up window is going to be open till 2 in the morning, or, you know what?
Know that.
Well, I'd like to know that.
We don't know what type of business is even for sure going there, just that they're requesting drive-up windows.
Well, then I'm against it until we find out what they want to put in there.
Okay, thank you, sir. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Go ahead, ma'am.
Linda Larson, I live at 4422 West Kingston Circle. That is right where the dumpsters are going, where there is no landscape along there. There's a fence that's there, but there's no landscaping going along there. We've looked into the other places that are going to be having maybe some drive-up windows, and it seems that they've already come in and had 10 to 12 foot berms that they're going to be building or putting up. We have no landscaping around where our house sits, and you have the drive-up windows coming in right there.
Well, the city staff is here. They're taking your comments, and they will bring those up at the plan and zone meeting.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I can tell you that at the Development Review Committee meeting, that dumpster was an item of discussion, and we noticed the same thing, and I believe that that is something that's going to be addressed as well.
Okay. Is there anyone,
that's not a workable position for
is there it. Anyone else here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Is there anyone still want to talk in favor of this request? Go ahead, sir.
Adam Seitz. I live at 5050 Auburn Avenue. I'm also with AMF Real Estate. In regards to the last comment, we do have notes and comments from the city about adding berming and arborvitas or trees or some sort of protection there on that location from the last site plan review. So that is something that we are, you know, definitely looking at. You know, we tried to do as best as we could with the site location to make the drive-ups as unintrusive to the neighborhood as possible. We're trying to create an amenity for the neighborhood, not an obscenity for the neighborhood. So, you know, the zoning district is well within the guidelines of what we see here. So we just want to feel like this is something as an add to the community, not as a deterrent.
Thank you, Adam. You've done a beautiful job in designing your two facilities on either side of the road there with berms and so forth. Is there anyone else wishing to speak to this item? Seeing none, is there discussion with the board?
I guess the questions that have been raised here are primarily, from my perspective, and I think from the rest of the board's perspective, outside of the realm of what we're actually here to talk about tonight. So, you know, while it appears that city staff is adequately covering these subjects anyway, but it would be, it's not really anything that we can speak to.
No.
I guess we have looked at enough a development in the community to know that drive-up windows are a fact. I mean, drive-up windows are a necessity for the success of a number of businesses in the society we live in and the business atmosphere that we're in. So I really have no reason not to support this unless someone else on the board has a...
Do you have any questions, Lisa?
Objection that I haven't thought of.
No, I agree it fits with the original purpose and use of the land. You're talking 10-foot berms, whether or not it receives 10-foot in its totality. That will be up to the site approval next week, which I urge you, if you have concerns, to attend that meeting and share them. But from what I've reviewed, it fits with the designated use of the land and seems reasonably controlled. I have no issue.
Our purview is just the two drive-up windows,
right?
Technically. So is there a motion on this item?
Well, based on what we know and what we're considering, I will make a motion that we approve case number 16-094 for the special use to allow the two drive-up windows.
Second?
I'll second.
And a motion and a second. Lisa, would you call the roll, please?
Clements?
Aye.
Falk?
Yes.
Polliger?
Yes. Case 16-094 has been approved for drive-up windows.
Okay.
Case 16-090 at 3421 Fieldsike Drive. It's a request for a variance to increase the allowable garage area from 1,091 square feet to 2,020 square feet, submitted by Joseph Martinley. Is there an affidavit of publication?
There is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
The site is located just west of the intersection of Fieldsike Drive and Devil's Glen Road. It involves the empty lot that is highlighted in yellow on the graphic being displayed. The applicant would like to place a 30-foot by 60-foot outbuilding on the site that would be capable of vehicle storage. The applicant owns all three adjoining lots. However, the lots have not been brought together. They are separate parcels. For this to go forward, before they would be issued a building permit, these two lots would have to be joined with an agreement not to sever to be filed with Scott County prior to the issuing of any building permit. Our code states that you cannot put an accessory building up before a principal building. So by joining these with the agreement not to sever, that would meet the code requirement. This is the elevations of the building and an illustration of what the building will look like. The applicant has gone around to neighbors and he has brought a letter of notification that was signed by the neighbors. The district intent for the A2 district is to allow large parcels with large buildings potentially associated with rural type uses and sites that are supportive of private wells and septic systems. It is not uncommon in the A2 district to have properties that have large outbuildings. Again, I would ask that if there is any approval of this, that it would be dependent upon an agreement not to sever being filed and recorded at the Scott County, with Scott County. I believe that summarizes the request before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? No one wishing to speak in favor? Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? I have a question for Bill. The terrain on this particular piece of land is not level. What's the applicant going to do there?
Basically, what you do, you provide a level pad by way of your foundation.
You're going to fill it in and so forth?
Yeah, what he would need to do is put his foundation in and bring his fill in where the slab is going to be.
Okay. Would this have any impact on the new residential area behind them?
I can't imagine why it would, no.
Okay. Any questions from...
What is the zoning of the land behind it?
Has that gone through the rezoning, Bill?
Well, it's currently zoned R3. The portion that's directly south and adjacent to this is going to remain R3. The area farther south, a little closer to Crow Creek, is being requested for an R5 zoning district. So R3 is one and two family district, basically.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
No? Is there a motion on this item?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve case number 16090 for a variance to increase the allowable garage based on an agreement to join the two properties and not to sever.
Does that cover it?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
I'll second the motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yay.
Falk?
Yes.
Falker?
Yes. Case 16-090, 3421 Field Psych has been approved. Case 16-091 at 2239 Kimberly Road, a C2 district. It's a request for a special use permit to allow outdoor service area submitted by Kathy Rashid. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman. The site is located on Kimberly Road, adjacent and south to Duck Creek. It involves the site highlighted in yellow on the graphic being displayed. I believe this was the old Fortune Gardens restaurant, if I'm correct.
Right.
That has been demolished, and a new building has been placed on the site. And then the residential structure has also been demolished, and now a second new building is being placed. The western slot of that new building will be a new business that will be Treehouse Cafe and Pizza. They'd like to extend an existing deck that is on the rear of this building, and with that they would like to use the decks to as an outdoor service area. They would have wood-fired pizza at this business and similar type items on the menu, and it would also be associated bar service with that, and that's what they're requesting. The site is adequately separated from most all other properties. As you can see, the golf course is to the west. The commercial building that's across Duck Creek is 350 feet to the north. The nearest residential is 970 feet and separated by Interstate 74. The multifamily residential to the south is 350 feet away. It is surrounded on both sides by very busy major thoroughfares. In the past, the board has looked at these types of requests, and if they thought it was appropriate for approval, did so on a temporary basis to see how they performed their first year, and would ask staff to bring it back for review a year later or sooner if there are any problems. I believe that summarizes the case. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this item? Would you go to the podium, please, and state your name and address?
Hi, I'm Kathy Rashid. I'll be the owner of the Treehouse Pub and Eatery, and this is my husband, Brian.
Our address is 2930 Walnut Court in Bettendorf.
And the business is 2239 East Kimberly Road.
Yeah, so it's kind of a unique place. The building, the way I understand it, it's the only commercial zone property in Bettendorf on the bike path. And we're getting calls daily on avid bikers and hikers on the bike path, and people are excited about the place being open.
And it's nice to have outdoor seating when the weather's nice. People do want to sit outside. It seems to be the trend in the Quad Cities now. Okay. To have the option to sit outside or inside.
Okay. Anything else, folks? None? Okay. Is there anyone here, anyone else wishing to speak in favor of this request? Oh, just wait till I bring it out. Somebody else. I'm sorry. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Okay, Dave. Go ahead.
Has staff been made aware of the anticipated hours of operation of the business?
I don't know that, no.
Can you share that with us?
We haven't quite nailed that down, but I think we'll be open until 10 p.m.
Would you anticipate serving outdoors all hours that you're open?
Yes.
Weather permitting, of course.
We'll have streaming lights out over the deck and chairs, okay. Tables and chairs out there.
Because a lot of the objections that we've received regarding applications like this center around hours of operation, potential noise, whether there's live music, things like that, you know, information that we don't have about this application. So that's my question, is if, you know, I mean, we would, that's one of the reasons why we have brought these back.
Any music is going to be a soft, low tone, good vibe music, so it's not going to be
okay.
Okay.
For lack of a better term, elevator music.
So you're anticipating playing music, pre-recorded music, versus having live entities play.
Rock and roll play.
That's not the vibe we want.
Okay.
I looked at the deck, and you have a steel beam under there with concrete pillars and so forth, so it looks adequate to support the weight. Will the new deck be compatible?
We ordered three more beams, I-beams, that are 40 feet by, you know, and they're, to support the new deck. We've got plans for all that. We had a surveyor, Townsend, engineering.
Okay.
Throughout the whole plans for it, as far as the support beams and structure. For
we
it.
Just don't want any future accidents. That's
no,
for.
We
want adequately built.
Oh, it's going to be solid.
On commercial buildings, Bill personally inspects the commercial buildings.
I have reviewed their proposed plans, and they're in compliance with our code.
Okay. Okay. Any other discussion on this? Can I have a motion, please?
Well, I would make a motion that we approve case 16-091 with the condition, the common condition, that it come back for re-review in 12 months or sooner should we have complaints. Sure. On activities that occur there.
We'll do so.
Part of the comfortable with that. I second it.
In a few seconds it. Lisa, would you call the roll?
Clements?
Aye.
Falk?
Yes.
Bolliger?
Yes. Case 16-091, 2239 Kimberly Road, a C2 district, has been approved with conditions. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Let's go to case 16-093 at 2927 Cambridge Drive. It's a request for a variance to allow a 5-foot fence in a required front yard along 29th Street, submitted by James Richards. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
This site is located at the intersection of Cambridge Drive and 29th Street. It is west of and adjacent to the Chateau Knoll apartment complex. It involves the site highlighted in yellow, located at that corner intersection. The applicant would like to place a 5-foot high fence around surrounding the rear property line. The fence would come within 14 feet of the property line adjacent to 29th Street. Because this is a corner lot, that property line is considered to be a front property line, so a portion of that 5-foot fence would be within the required front setback. As you're standing in the rear yard of this property, if you look east across 29th Street into the large apartment complex, as you can see, there are some raised decks that easily overlook into this property. Also, during the investigation of this, it was noted that one of the main entrances into this complex, which involves over 22 acres of apartments, comes out directly across the street from this property. The board has been very consistent with denying 6-foot fences in front yards. The code allows 4-foot fences in front yards without a variance, and it appears that this is trying to fall somewhere right in the middle of that, asking for a 5-foot fence. There are some extenuating circumstances that are pretty unique to this property, given the higher intensity use across the street, one of the main driveways into a large apartment complex being across the street, and the fact that this fence is not being requested to go out to the property line, but rather about 14 feet back from the property line. I believe that summarizes the request for you.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you go to the podium, please, and state your name and address, please?
Hi, guys. James Bridges, 2927 Cambridge Drive. I just want to say thank you for letting me come and talk at this thing. I've been in Bettendorf all my life, and back in May is when I purchased my first house here. Just a fence is something I think for just safety, secure, and privacy and whatnot. I think it'd be a really good thing for the backyard. As you can see, Chateau Knoll right across, it's like roughly 396 apartments, and one of the main entrances is right across the street from my yard. And just to get the best use I can and have the privacy I'm looking for, I think this fence would do the trick for that. And yeah.
What type of fence would this be, sir?
It's going to be a copperwood fence, so a wooden fence.
Wooden fence?
A wooden privacy fence, Mr.
Wooden
Chairman.
Privacy fence.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Any questions from the board for Mr. Riches? Apparently not, sir.
Okay.
Is anyone else wishing to speak in favor of this? Is anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a motion or a discussion?
This fence does not impede the view coming around the corner.
Vision triangle is not even close.
Okay.
No. Vision triangle would be approximately this area here.
It's my understanding that this is not something we would typically do. It would be a very unique set of circumstances for this particular type of allowance.
I think that's a fair statement to say that when you do allow these types of things, you do so because there are some unique set of circumstances that are pliable, perhaps to just a certain spot. I think the last time you allowed something like this was at the intersection of 18th and Central. There was a fence, and there were a lot of reasons for that as well, and you made it plain that that was not setting a precedence. You were just reacting to the unique circumstances of that certain site.
That was 6 foot versus 5 foot.
It was a 6 foot, and this is a 5 foot mm-hmm. request.
Any other discussion?
No.
Is there a motion?
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve case number 16-093, the request for a variance to allow the 5 foot fence, as submitted.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
In a motion and a second, would you call the roll, Lisa?
Clements?
Yay.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case 16-093 at 2927 Cambridge Drive has been approved. Case 16-095 at 3470 Middle Road, the C2 district, it's a request for a variance to increase the allowable size of a non-conforming on-premise identification sign from 30 feet to 42 square feet, submitted by Signs Now, Jeremy Collins. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This involves the Governor's Pub and Grill site located at the corner of Devil's Glen and Middle Road. They currently have a freestanding sign that is within 8 feet of the front property line. That current sign is a total of 30 square feet. There are 2 3-by-5-foot sections of the sign, a 3-by-5-foot section on top that is a static sign, and a 3-by-5-foot section on the bottom that is an LED portion. They would like to simply increase the rear portion and leaving the LED as is, and would be increasing the square footage from 30 square feet to 42 square feet. Because this is not at the required setback for any sign, it is considered a non-conforming sign, and any increase to it requires a variance, and that's why they had to come before you for your consideration this evening. I believe that summarizes it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you go to the podium and state your name and address, please?
My name is Jeremy Collins, owner of Signs Now in Davenport. Our business is located at 130 East 53rd Street in Davenport. I reside in Davenport at 1250 West 60th Street.
Thank you.
I guess just because of the situation where the setback is at, and because it is non-conforming, we want to make sure that we have the council's blessing to proceed forward with the larger sign. Moving forward, it'll be under new ownership and obviously said new logo to generate some, renewed interest in Governors. Jill Jantz could probably answer more of those questions. He represents Governors in this particular case.
My name is Joe Jans. I am the marketing manager for Governor's Pub and Grill. Actually, just to make a slight update on that, we are not changing the name to Gov's Pub. We have had some new decisions made. We're sticking with Governor's. But we're going through extensive work on updating the brand to try to increase awareness, and the signage is certainly one of those points we've been working on quite a bit. So.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else or anything else to say?
I guess I would just open up if you have any questions I can answer with regard to the signage as far as how it'll be constructed. I certainly can answer those questions with regard to the drawings and the pictures that you have there.
It looks like a steel beam going up with hangers on it to hang the two signs.
That is correct. Right now, the cladding you see there is actually wood wrapped around steel, but there is steel structure there, yes.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay. This will not impede traffic in any way, John?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, do you have a question from the board?
John, what's the typical signage square footage?
I'd say an average for a business sign is about 60 square foot.
So we're under that square footage with
yes.
the changes.
This is not a big here. Sign by comparison to most businesses.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept, approve case number 16095 as it's been presented.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Clements?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes.
Baliker?
Yes. Case 16-095 at 3470 Middle Road has been approved. Case 16-092 at 3557 Deer Trail Road. It's an R2 district. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required front yard setback from 25 feet to 13 feet to allow construction of a garage addition submitted by Donald and Cindy Tice. Mr. Tice, would you like to defer this till the next meeting, or would you like us to continue tonight?
Yes, I would like to defer.
You'd like to... Excuse me?
Yes, I would like to defer, if that's okay.
Defer it till the next meeting.
Yes, sir.
Well, that would be in November.
That's okay.
Okay, thank you.
So we're not going to continue the meeting, Mr.
No,
Chairman?
No, we will
we're
not
going to go
continue
to November.
The meeting. We'll have it at the next meeting in November. That's okay with Mr. Tice.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Is there anything else to be brought, John?
No, Mr. Chairman. You
I think we're,
did this
I think,
in record
time,
sir. I think
we've covered
sir.
Every item except... Would you make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We're adjourned. Thank you.